I guess all of us use social media at work or after work. And most of us keep making the same mistakes in English when talking about them. Well, not any longer. Starting from today, you'll be able to communicate easily and correctly with native speakers of English. I will tell you about the 5 mistakes most Poles keep making when talking about social media. Let's get started. The first mistake is about the word media and its pronunciation. Vymowa, pronunciation. Many of us say media, just like in Polish, but in fact it's media, media, with an E, not E. So, social media, social media. Now, the second mistake. One of the social media sites you often use is LinkedIn. When it comes to LinkedIn, a lot of us have problems with the pronunciation. Lots of Poles read it as it's written, adding Polish rules of pronunciation, so LinkedIn. Yeah, lots of us say LinkedIn. Some, on the contrary, engage in hypercorrection. Hiperprawność, hypercorrection. They have heard that the ed ending is sometimes pronounced d and not t. So they say LinkedIn, LinkedIn, which is also incorrect. Niepoprawne, incorrect. So, how to do it right? Well, the word link is pronounced link, so nothing tricky here. When we add ed, it will sound t, not d, because the last sound of link, k, is also voiceless. Bezdźwięczne, voiceless. Yeah, I know, lots of sophisticated terminology. Sophisticated? Wyrafinowana. So, lots of sophisticated terminology, but you don't have to remember it. And lastly, we remember that we have linking in English pronunciation. So it will be LinkedIn, LinkedIn, and not LinkedIn, LinkedIn, yeah? So T is attached to the beginning of IN and not to the end of link. So LinkedIn, LinkedIn. Yeah, I know, that's super confusing. Zagmatwane, that's super confusing. The third problem that we often have is a kalk, kalka, a kalk from Polish. In Polish, we say napisz na priv or napiszę ci na priv. I have no idea where that came from, but definitely not from English. In English, you would say PM me or I'll PM you, where PM stands for private message or personal message, depending on the website you use. So, we don't say, I write you on priv. No, no, no. I'll PM you or I'll send you a PM. The fourth problem is connected with the word messenger. I often witness such conversations between native speakers and Poles. Which messenger do you use? I don't use messenger. Really? Then how do I contact you? Email? No, email is too slow. So maybe a messenger? No, no messenger. Maybe Skype. But Skype is a messenger. Yeah? A messenger, or the full name Instant Messenger, is a type of app used for fast communication. Examples of messenger apps include WhatsApp, WeChat, Viber, Telegram, Skype. And yes, another example of a messenger app is Facebook's Messenger. And no, they are not communicators. No, no, no. A communicator is a person who communicates, not a piece of software. Okay, the fifth and last mistake, very short, is connected with Skype. And again, be careful with pronunciation. Lots of Poles say Skype, like escape, but in fact, the pronunciation is Skype, like hype and wipe. Hype, rozgłos medialny, wipe, przetrzeć. So, Skype, hype, wipe. So, that's it. No more mistakes when talking about social media with native speakers. Have fun using all the social media. Thank you.